Welcome back, everyone. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Great. Today, we're all about improving our communication skills.
Oh, communication.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to guide us on this journey, we're turning to communicating in the real world.
Sounds intriguing. What's the scoop on this guide?
It's like a roadmap to better communication, you know?
Yeah.
It's packed with insights and tips.
I like that. So where does it start? How does it break down this whole communication thing?
Well, right off the bat, it introduces these four levels of conversation.
Four levels.
Yeah, kind of like climbing a ladder, starting with basic small talk and working your way up to those deep personal conversations.
Ah, okay, so like levels of intimacy or something.
Exactly. And what's cool is the guide emphasizes being mindful of which level is appropriate for different situations.
That makes sense. You wouldn't want to jump into a heart-to-heart with a stranger at the grocery store.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So level one, the ground floor,
Yeah.
is small talk.
The classic, how about this weather kind of chat.
Exactly. It's safe, predictable, you know.
Right. Low risk, low reward, but necessary for those everyday interactions.
Totally. Then we step up to level two, sharing facts and information.
So like, hey, did you see that game last night? Or did you hear about that new restaurant?
Yep, things like that. Still relatively low risk, but a bit more engaging.
Sure, you're starting to share a bit more yourself.
Then things get a bit more interesting with level three, sharing viewpoints and opinions.
Okay, now we're getting into some potentially deeper waters.
Right. This is where you reveal a bit more of your personality, your beliefs.
And that's where reading the room becomes so crucial.
Absolutely. Because not everyone is ready for that level of engagement.
Definitely. It's all about respecting boundaries, right?
Which brings us to a major theme in the guide, the importance of boundaries for healthy communication.
Boundaries. I feel like that word gets thrown around a lot these days.
Yeah. But the guide breaks it down really well. And it emphasizes that boundaries aren't just physical, like personal space.
Right. There's more to it than just keeping a comfortable distance.
Exactly. It also encompasses our emotions and our social interactions.
Emotional and social boundaries.
Yeah. So emotional boundaries are about protecting our feelings, you know, how much we choose to share, who we share with. And social boundaries are like those unspoken rules of etiquette and behavior in different social contexts.
I see. So, like, knowing when it's okay to crap a joke or share a personal story.
Exactly. And this is where the guide gets really fascinating because it points out that everyone's boundaries are different.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What's perfectly comfortable for one person might be way over the line for someone else.
Totally. It's like we each have this invisible force field around us, and it's constantly shifting depending on the situation, the people we're with.
I like that image, the invisible force field. So, how do we navigate these constantly shifting boundaries?
Well, the guide stresses that it's not always about what's being said. Nonverbal cues, like body language, play a huge role.
Oh, body language. Sometimes it speaks louder than words, right?
Exactly. The guide even shares this great anecdote about a guy named Matt. He was recovering from an illness and wasn't feeling up to hugs.
Understandable. So, did he like tell people to back off?
Nope, he didn't say anything. But his body language communicated it no, loud and clear.
Wow, that's a powerful example of how our nonverbal cues can really speak volumes.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to boundaries, the guide breaks them down into these three main categories: physical, emotional, and social.
Okay, let's unpack those a bit. Physical boundaries are pretty straightforward, right? Like personal space, unwanted touch.
Right. Then you have emotional boundaries, which are a bit more complex.
Right, because you can't exactly see someone's emotional boundaries.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that not everyone needs access to our deepest thoughts and feelings.
It's about protecting ourselves from emotional overload or feeling drained by other people's stuff.
And then you have social boundaries, which can be tricky to navigate.
Yeah, like knowing when it's appropriate to share certain things or how to behave in different social situations.
Right. Like you wouldn't behave the same way at a formal dinner party as you would at a casual gathering with friends.
Totally different vibes.
Exactly. And the guide stresses the importance of being assertive, you know, communicating our boundaries clearly.
But in a respectful way, right? Not just putting up walls and shutting everyone out.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between honoring our own needs and being considerate of others.
Yeah, I think that's a key takeaway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of communication, have you ever felt like you're talking, but no one's really listening?
Oh, all the time. It's so frustrating.
Well, guess what? The guide has some great tips for effective communication, especially in those situations where you need to, you know, show support, ask for help, or disagree respectfully. And this is where I statements come in.
I statements.
Yeah. Like instead of saying, you're wrong, you could say, I see things a bit differently. Or instead of you always do this, try, I feel hurt when this happens.
So it's about shifting the focus from blaming to expressing your own feelings.
Exactly. And the guide provides all these specific phrases and examples.
That's helpful because sometimes it's hard to know what to say in those tricky situations.
Right. And the guide also points out that should statements can be a real communication killer.
Should? What's wrong with should?
Well, it can come across as judgmental, like you're imposing your values on others.
Ah, I get it. So instead of you should do this, maybe try something like, have you considered?
Exactly. It's a subtle shift, but it can make a big difference in how your message is received.
I'll definitely try to be more mindful of that.
Me too. Now, we've talked about different types of conversations, the importance of boundaries, but effective communication goes beyond just speaking, right?
Right. It also involves listening, and I mean really listening.
Which brings us to the next big topic in the guide, active listening.
Active listening. So it's not just about hearing the words, right?
Right. It's about being fully present, engaged, you know, not just letting the words go in one ear and out the other.
I've definitely been guilty of that sometimes. It's easy to zone out, especially if it's a topic that doesn't immediately grab your attention.
Oh, for sure. And the guide uses this brilliant analogy to illustrate the importance of active listening. Imagine you're at a drive-thru and the cashier mishears your order. If you just passively accept whatever they give you, you might end up with a burger when you really wanted chicken nuggets.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. So it's like if we're not actively engaged in the conversation, we might miss crucial information or misunderstand what the other person is trying to say.
Exactly. And to make sure you're on the same page, the guide suggests paraphrasing. Like, so what you're saying is, or let me make sure I understand.
It's like a verbal check-in to make sure you're both on the same wavelength.
Exactly. And it shows the other person that you're really listening, that you care about what they have to say.
It makes them feel heard and understood.
Right. And it gives them the opportunity to clarify if you've missed something or if there's a misunderstanding.
So it's a win-win. You get a clear understanding of what they're saying and they feel validated.
Totally. And the guide also emphasizes those nonverbal cues again. Nodding, maintaining eye contact, using those encouraging phrases like, tell me more.
It's about showing that you're present, that you're invested in the conversation.
Absolutely. And the guide argues that this active listening, it doesn't just help us understand the other person's message.
It goes deeper than that.
Yeah, it actually builds trust and rapport.
Yeah.
Because when people feel heard, they feel connected.
It strengthens relationships.
Exactly. It's like you're saying, I value you. I value your thoughts and feelings. And that's a powerful message to send in any interaction. And that leads us to another crucial aspect of communication, owning our mistakes.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. Nobody likes to admit they messed up.
Right. But the guide stresses the importance of taking responsibility, especially when our communication has gone off the rails.
So what's the best way to do that? How do we own up to our communication blunders?
Well, the guide dives deep into the art of apologizing. And guess what? I statements come into play again.
Really? So how would that work in an apology?
Instead of saying, you're right, I was wrong, you could say, I realize I messed up, or I understand that my words hurt you.
So it's about acknowledging the impact of our actions without getting defensive.
Exactly. It shows that you're taking ownership and that you care about how your words affected the other person.
And does the guide talk about different types of apologies, like for different situations?
Yeah, it gives examples for professional settings and personal relationships.
Okay, so like in a work environment, you might need to outline steps to fix the mistake.
Exactly, and reassure the other person that it won't happen again.
Right, because actions speak louder than words, especially at work.
Totally. But in a personal relationship, it's more about expressing remorse and validating the other person's feelings.
Showing them that you understand how they feel.
Exactly. The guide even talks about knowing when an apology might do more harm than good.
Interesting. So like if the other person has moved on, bringing it up again might just reopen old wounds.
Right. It's about being sensitive to the other person's needs and the timing of the situation.
It's a delicate balance.
It is. The guide also points out that sometimes the most important apology is the one we make to ourselves.
To ourselves. What does that mean?
It's about learning from our mistakes, you know. Committing to doing better next time. It's a form of self-forgiveness.
Oh, I see. Like acknowledging that we messed up, but not beating ourselves up about it.
Exactly. It's about turning those communication mishaps into opportunities for growth. So we've covered these different types of conversations, navigating boundaries, active listening, and even owning up to our mistakes.
Yeah.
And it all boils down to this: effective communication. It's not just about getting our point across.
It's deeper than that, right?
It's about connection, creating understanding, building empathy.
It's about those human connections that make life richer and more meaningful.
The guide emphasizes that communication is a two-way street, a dynamic exchange, like a dance.
Oh, I like that. A communication dance.
Right. You have to be in tune with your partner, respond to their cues, and adjust your steps accordingly.
It's a partnership.
Exactly. And the guide makes it clear that being a good communicator, it's not about always having the perfect words or being the loudest voice.
It's more about being present and really listening to the other person.
Exactly. It's about being adaptable, being mindful of our tone, and creating a space for honest dialogue.
It sounds like it takes a lot of work.
It does, but it's worth it. The guide ends with this powerful message. When you understand others and they understand you, you can avoid many challenges and the world becomes easier to navigate.
Wow, that's a great quote.
It really resonated with me because it highlights that communication, it's not just about personal gain. It's about building a more understanding and connected world. And that's a mission worth pursuing.
Absolutely.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into communicating in the real world. But before we wrap up, I want to leave you with a final thought-provoking question from the guide.
Okay, hit me with it.
It asks, what areas in your communication style could use some fine-tuning?
Ooh, that's a good one. It really makes you stop and think, huh?
Right. It challenges us to take a look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves about our communication habits.
I know. I could definitely use some work on being a better listener.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes my mind wanders.
And oh, me too. It's so easy to get distracted, especially with everything going on these days.
Right. And the guide also talks about, you know, being aware of our nonverbal cues and how they might be perceived by others.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Like, are we making eye contact? Are we slouching? Those things can really impact how our message is received.
Totally. And then there's that whole thing about being assertive but not aggressive.
Oh, that's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Finding that balance between standing up for yourself and being respectful of others.
It's a constant learning process, right?
It is. But I think the key takeaway from this deep dive is that becoming a more effective communicator, it's not about reaching some level of perfection.
It's more about being aware of our strengths and weaknesses and constantly striving to improve.
Exactly. And it's about remembering that communication is a two-way street. It's about being open to feedback, being willing to adjust our approach, and realizing that we can always learn and grow in this area.
Because ultimately, good communication, it's about building stronger relationships, creating understanding, and connecting with others on a deeper level.
Absolutely. Well said. And on that note, I think it's time for us to sign off.
Okay, but before we go, I just want to say I really enjoyed this deep dive. It's given me a lot to think about.
Me too. And I hope our listeners feel the same way. So until next time, everyone, keep those conversations flowing and keep striving to be the best communicators you can be.
And remember, communication is a journey, not a destination.